In Australia, one woman is killed by a former or current partner each week. The national conversation about preventing violence against women has increased following the death of Eurydice Dixon. One key strategy to prevent this violence is teaching children from a young age about gender equality. Dr. Gemma Hamilton, researcher from the Gendered Violence Research Alliance at RMIT University, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is contributing to violence against women in Australia?
Yeah, well, we know that there's a range of factors that contribute to violence against women, but the international research really shows that a major underlying factor is gender inequality. And this is basically the unequal value and treatment of boys and girls and men and women. And we know that there's a lot of different drivers of gender inequality, and one of them is this idea of rigid gender roles and stereotypes. And we tend to impose these on people from a very young age, where we essentially start treating boys and girls differently and teaching them these ideas of what a girl or boy should be. And it's really this treating them differently and unequally that's ultimately associated with violence against women.
So, Gemma, how does challenging these rigid gender roles help prevent gender-based violence?
Yeah, well, so we know that people who support rigid gender roles and relations are more likely to have attitudes that support or excuse violence against women. And we also know that traditional masculine gender roles and ideologies are associated with men's violence against women. So this idea that men aren't allowed to show or express their feelings, you know, this idea that they need to be tough, aggressive, and that they're naturally insensitive and dominant over passive and submissive females. And so these ideas enable violence against women. So really breaking down these rigid ideas around gender is a key action for preventing violence against women.
Now, the people who might be proponents of or maintain some conservative ideas about, you know, gender and its role in society would say, you know, or might propose an argument that goes something along the lines of, you know, we're sort of set in these binary ways, we're sort of born with one set of genitalia or another. And then if that's ingrained in our biology, how do we go about changing it so that the way we think reflects this changing paradigm that will, you know, hopefully bring about better outcomes?
Yeah, well, we know that, you know, who we are and how we're shaped is definitely shaped by a mixture of biological and social factors. But I think we often sort of take the biological as a given and we just say that's the way it is, where we tend to ignore the social factors, you know, because it's difficult to change these really ingrained roles and behaviours that we're taught from such a young age. You know, we're taught these things around gender from the minute we're born. You know, boys and girls are treated differently from the minute they're born. So really it's about starting to identify how we're treating boys and girls differently and becoming more conscious of and aware of what we're doing to sort of reinforce these rigid thoughts and ideas around gender. And once we become more aware of some of these behaviours, we can start to question their necessity and impact. And start sort of encouraging more diverse concepts around gender and more encourage more diverse interests and activities amongst boys and girls.
We're speaking with Dr. Gemma Hamilton, researcher from Gendered Violence and Research Alliance at RMIT University, speaking with us about parents promoting gender equality at home. Now, what are some of the gender ideologies that are linked towards violence against women?
Yeah, so I mean, as I said before, it's sort of this idea that we assume that boys are naturally more aggressive and insensitive and tough and dominant. You know, we teach boys from a young age that it's not okay to cry. You know, we encourage these sort of ideas that boys will be boys and that, you know, they can sort of be tough. Whereas girls, we assume that they're naturally more gentle and sensitive and passive. We also do this thing where we assume that girls are more suited for these caregiving roles that tend to be associated with unpaid work. And then we also assume that boys are more suited for these higher skilled jobs that also tend to have a higher salary attached to them. So these ideas, studies have shown that these types of gender ideologies are linked towards violence against women.
And what about parents, if they want to maybe address these gender roles, if they're aware of the idea that this is happening and they want to maybe curb it, what are some of the best ways in which to do that?
Yeah, so there's probably two main ways. The first is to encourage diverse interests and support a range of activities with both their sons and daughters. So we know that boys are often given more sports equipment, toy cars, and toys that encourage physical development, where girls are often given more dolls and kitchen appliances and pink clothing. So really trying to encourage, buy different things for both sons and daughters. And then a second way is to try and model equal and respectful relationships between men and women. Children often learn about gender roles through observation. They often mimic behaviours that they see. And there's that saying, you cannot be what you cannot see. So showing children that both men and women can do a range of activities will really help to break down some of those rigid ideas and thoughts about gender.
Well, given that someone's gender is imposed on them from day dot, from the moment of their birth and even beforehand when we start talking about the sex of the unborn baby, these ideas are going to be well ingrained as habits in the way people think. How do we start to unteach these ideas in order to help prevent this violence against women especially?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about first trying to become aware. We often do these sorts of things unintentionally. We don't even realise some of the messages that we're sending to boys and girls. So starting to sort of identify, why do we just buy boys these sorts of equipment, because often, there's been a lot of research that's shown children tend to have overlapping interests in toys, and it's really the adults that are imposing those ideas onto them. So really starting to question what we're buying for children from when they're babies and toddlers, and also what activities we're engaging them in.
Now, what about for people who are maybe new to this discussion, that maybe don't understand the ways in which gender can sort of impact the way in which you act as an adult? How can people learn more about this and the ways in which they can, not be imposing rigid gender roles on their children?
Yeah, so in Australia, we have the Because Why campaign, which was launched earlier this year by a not-for-profit organisation called Our Watch. And this campaign, it's really good. They've got a website that has a range of digital resources, like short films, links to articles, and a question and answer page that parents can look at. And the Q&A page gives some really good ideas for how you can approach conversations with your children about gender norms and roles, but also conversations with other family members and friends. And there's also some resources online, like printable card games and interactive games that parents can engage with their children to teach them about gender equality.
Well, Gemma, there is still a long way to go, but these kind of discussions definitely help bring the conversation further forward. So thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Gemma Hamilton, researcher from the Gendered Violence and Research Alliance at RMIT Uni, speaking with us about parents promoting gender equality in the home.